Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Beth and Darren.
Good morning.
So we took another couple of days of a break. It was a holiday weekend and there was a lot of work to be done.
Pesach.
Yeah. Passover, Easter. Not that we really did anything yesterday on Easter. There was no like egg roll. We didn't even go for Chinese food.
Everything was closed yesterday.
Yeah, everything was closed.
You have a better shot of finding something. A restaurant on Christmas Eve on Christmas than you do on Easter. I realize that.
Well, is it because Easter's like even a holier day?
I don't know. Help us Jews understand why we couldn't find a restaurant to go to last night for Jews who couldn't eat bread, by the way, because it is Passover.
Right.
But we know we actually ended up going to Stanford to Dinosaur Barbecue.
Yeah, awesome.
Which was very good. But we'll get to that afterwards. I was told yesterday morning by you that the days of back-to-back Passover Seders at our house are officially over.
Yeah, we can't do it anymore. I'm sorry.
We had two very nice Seders, Friday night, Saturday night. And 15-15. Food was excellent.
Second night, I was a little bit, I was on edge.
You were on edge. But the... You and your mom were exhausted.
Yeah, I mean, we're both having very bad foot issues. And it's like the same foot. We both have the same problem. So when you stand too long, even if you're wearing comfortable shoes, it doesn't matter. You just get these horrible cramps in your feet. And, you know, we were busy cooking and serving and cleaning up. And, you know, on the first night, there were more people. The balance of people that help is
balance of help versus don't help.
Right. It's much higher on the first night. The problem, the strategy that you're supposed to employ is you're supposed to pair up the people that typically don't help with the people who help. So at least even if those people are slugs, you can still manage. But the problem was on the second night, it was filled with the non-helpers, and I was, like, sitting mad, and, you know, and everybody was, you know, there's a problem because, you know, on one side of our table, once you get pinned into one side of the table,
you can't move
anyway. So that's and a good excuse, but that person also strategically, plans to sit there so they're not going to move the rest of the night.
I don't know if it's that strategically.
This year,
planned.
Though, your mom was not pinned against the wall, but... She still didn't get up.
She's not on the helping category. Although I will say that she did hurt her leg.
Yes.
So I'll give her that, but she's not used to navigating her way around a kitchen, either in or out, whether that's cooking or actually doing anything with the dishes. My mom has a lot of very good virtues to her, cleaning up the table and putting things away is not one of them.
Right.
So we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, so it was just like we were both so exhausted, and then, you know, my dad was being put to work, and my dad's now 75. It's like, you know what? Sometimes you got to throw your hands up and say, it's really okay.
No one to hold them and no
well,
one...
and you know what it is? I think in the past we've had it where we've had, like, let's say 26 people on one night, and then we had 8 people the next night. That's doable. Like, if we just have, like, small family, not that I want to have 26 people, but I think what we need to start doing is, you know, because even our friends came for dessert and they didn't come for the meal, which was actually good, because I think that's sort of what we want to start doing and saying to some people, just come for dessert.
The Irish were very well represented at our table, right? And probably 35-40%.
Exactly. You know, Passover is also an Irish holiday.
Right, exactly. We always had our Seder. We always
unleavened
have
soda bread.
Yeah, not quite. But
that
we,
would be tasty.
That would be. I could talk to Chance about that.
Yeah. How do you make like a barful?
Or maybe
and,
we'll talk to Terry. Right,
we'll tell Terry we want to make unleavened soda bread. That's my next. That's my next thing. So the holiday's over. My parents had come. It was really great seeing them. We hadn't seen them in 6 months, so that was nice. And now it's less than 2 weeks to the big day.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have a lot of stuff left to do.
Well,
do we have all our RSVPs yet?
We have to. I mean, there's
if we haven't received or, if we haven't received the RSVP, we're assume you're a no.
Right. Exactly. So there were some slackers. In fact, I was informed over the weekend that one is still contemplating. I'm like, I don't know what she's contemplating. The RCP date was
right. Exactly.
No contemplation. You're not coming. I made the decision for you. If you didn't have time to stick it in the mail, whatever. Yeah. No.
I can't disagree with you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the other issue is that there are some blank things that came back. I'm going to have to count it and make sure because there are a couple of those blanks.
That might have been me.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm a little concerned because somebody might show up and say, where's my table? And I'm going to be like, oh, you're blank.
Oh, yeah, hi, blank.
Hi, blank. I didn't realize you were coming. You didn't give me your name. So I don't know.
So we have a t-shirt for you, Mike.
Right, exactly. And speaking of t-shirts, so I wound up doing for the kids, all the kids get their tag with like their label. But I wound up getting from our label maker, I was able to start printing out everybody's names on labels, but I ran out of labels, so I got to keep going.
Just real quick, back to the Seder, the chopped liver that we had.
Oh, it was your mother's, got it from Ben.
I have to say, I think it was pretty good.
Oh, see, and it's funny because your sister said it was gamey and she didn't like it.
Yeah, I actually have never described chopped liver as being gamey before.
It was kind of dark. It was dark liver. I don't know what the difference is.
I actually thought it was pretty good. So, like I said before, I'm not a huge fan of Ben's, but I'll give him credit for that. But the chopped liver was really good.
Okay.
Do we have leftover matzo ball soup, by the way?
In the other container.
Yes.
We have leftover bop that you can eat.
By the way, I don't know what happened this year, but in the past, we used to have so much in terms of leftovers.
Oh, it was like
for food. We used to have extra brisket. We had extra turkey. We had matzo ball soup for the week. It's very sparse right now.
Well, because the issue is that we have eaters. I mean, did you look at the size of the people who sat around the table this night, too? You know, that's the problem. Everyone's eating. And then the other issue was that we had made a turkey that was delicious the first night. And rather than just put it in the microwave, which is what we totally should have done, my mom put it in the oven and forgot about it.
I shouldn't have talked to you about it. I think you were a little too harsh on her. I do. I think you were giving her too much of a hard time about the turkey. I thought it was fine. I thought it was fine. I didn't have any problem with it.
I was so upset because I had done so, it came out so great the first night, and it was so dry.
You should have seen it. I came out from the dining room to come help serve some.
And it's like emergency room.
And then Beth was there with my mother-in-law, and they were looking at the turkey, and Beth was like, oh, my God. Like, I'm looking at it. It looks fine to me. It looks like the turkey that it looks like the turkey you would get at the amusement park.
Exactly.
It looked like just the color of the turkey. Like, yeah, it was a little bit on the crispier side. The only thing you needed to do was put a little bit of the gravy on it, and you were fine. I thought it tasted fine.
Okay. There wasn't much of it. It was gone. I mean, that was the other thing, too, is that it went around the table, and it was gone. The brisket went,
like, within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I actually had to take it off the table to save you and Mom.
I know. Well, because somebody at the end of the day.
We're not gonna go there. But that's.
I'll have the shrimp camp.
Gotta watch it. What do you think of our car so far?
I love it. The only thing it doesn't do, it doesn't have a lot of pickup. Like when you're going on the highway, you gotta really. Like when we drove T1, you would put the pedal to the metal, and you would.
Do you think the car has a lot of pickup?
It eases into the pickup. It doesn't, like when you're merging on, you don't feel a sense that the car is going to just like zoom right into the thing. Like you've got to work in it to like get the car
up. Have you actually tried to open it up and on the highway somewhere?
Once it eases into it, it starts going fast. But on the merge, it doesn't go as fast as I like it. So I always like to go, like I like to zip in so that there's nobody behind. If somebody's speeding behind me, I can just like... La la la! It's an excursion kind of view.
Well, I was a little disturbed to hear from our kids that you use the camera, the rear camera, as your parking mechanism.
Why? That's the whole point.
No, it's not the whole point. The camera is not meant to be used as your guide for parking.
There's a yellow and a red.
It's a safety mechanism to make sure that you are not running over anybody or over anything. It's not used to be like. It's not supposed to take the place of. Look back, turning your head, and seeing what's behind you. That's not what the camera is meant to do.
All I can tell you is that I mastered a perfect park by just looking at... I used to do it all the time with the other car. it because it has a yellow bar and then a red bar when you get it too close to the vehicle next to you.
Oh,
my God. So the minute you know that you're in the red bar, you're not supposed to do it. You just don't trust it. That's your problem. I mean, it works. I used to do it all the time. It is a great parking, like,
oh, my God. I'm so frightened right now.
You can't see. If you're looking behind you, you can't necessarily see the bumper in back of you.
You would never be able to pass a road test right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I wouldn't be using it to pass the road test.
Okay. You got to go over. You use it as a tool to ensure that there's nothing behind you. You don't use it to do your parking.
Well, it
works,
and I didn't hit anybody, so it works.
Okay. Well,
we should go online and see. Can you use your rear camera to park?
Speaking of driving, that I think there's a good possibility I'm going to be taking our daughter today to the DMV.
Good.
I have to take the time to get her permit. You believe it? Yes, it was our daughter's birthday this past weekend, and it is now that time where we enter the stage of every parent's fear, which is when your kid actually starts to drive.
Yep.
And we've been fortunate that we haven't had to deal with this for quite some time, and now that time has arrived. I take her for a permit. She's anxious to get it, which I'm happy about because I think we've talked about before, there's too many kids out there for whatever reason that seem like they don't really care about driving. I got my license when I was 17, the day I turned 17. I think you got your license today. 19, 20-year-olds saying, oh, yeah, I don't really need a car, public transportation.
I was driving in Massachusetts when I was, like, 17 years old by myself in a tiny little car next to trucks. Pretty scary. From Brooklyn.
You're a puzzle.
There's
so many things that Beth like has done and that doesn't do. Like she's been driving since she's 16 years old, and I don't know. You just certain things about you just I find hilarious. Like the things that you do, don't do. You seem very daring in some ways. You know, nope, that's not me. Sorry. Zipping past trucks.
My biggest thing when I would drive to college is that on I-95 there are always tons of trucks.
Didn't you get pulled over by a cop
once
on the way back home from school?
No, I was just getting up. Yeah,
crying,
yeah.
And you were
I just got off the exit, and then I was on Route 9, which is what you take to UMass, and I was going a little bit too fast, and the cop pulled me over, and I got all flustered and was so upset because I'd never gotten a ticket before, and he gave me a warning.
That wasn't it? Not getting into a graduate school?
No. That one was I pretty much didn't get into both graduate schools that I applied to, and then I just got in my car and drove home crying the whole way.
Oh, okay.
That was like that's like something about Mary, you know, when he just is like at the end of the movie, he's like, whoo, whoo, whoo. That was me. That was me.
You know,
you're
not still a Brett Favre.
That was me. I was a total Baffy case. But I still got into NYU and got in the back door.
Okay.
A liberal studies program. For all of you out there who want to try out for, like, a journalism program, it's very difficult to get into, especially if you're trying for, like, NYU or Columbia, which is the best journalism school in the country. So I thought I was going to get in, and I didn't, and then I didn't get accepted to NYU. However, they actually accepted me into a program called liberal studies, which is their backdoor version of how to get into the journalism program. So you just enroll in liberal studies for a semester, and then you do well, and then the following semester you get accepted into journalism.
Okay. And now switching topics in terms of schools, our daughter's really starting to talk a lot about college.
And yeah, staying California.
Yeah, she started asking me last night, Daddy, what schools could you see me going to? And it's Binghamton.
Yeah, you named all the SUNY schools.
Yeah.
Sony Oswego, Oneonta. Albany, Purchase.
I said I cannot see you going to a school out in California. I said maybe a warm weather school, maybe something in Florida, maybe. But going out west is not going to be an option.
Okay.
And we didn't talk about FIT. Come on. Why would it? Why would she want to save us?
Sent her a link yesterday that had FIT, I think is, first of all, FIT is like number 3 in the country for fashion school. Central St. Martin's, which is in London. There's like 5 out of the 10 schools are in London for fashion. And then FIT. And then the rest of them, it's like crazy. I mean, she's just, it's too bad that she wants to, you know, she wants to have the college, whatever. She wants to be in a sorority. So that's why I'm saying then go to UMass. Although UMass doesn't have fashion either, so.
They do have studio art. I wonder what the tuition is at UMass.
It's not so bad. I looked at it. $14,000.
14?
Yeah, 14.
That's if you're in state.
Nope. It was like 6 something. I went online. It's like 14. And then the room and board is like 6. So you're all in. You're a little under 25.
No.
I'm serious. When I went, it wasn't so bad.
Hello, you.
That's what I'm saying. It's not. I downloaded it yesterday.
Are you sure about that?
Give me the thing. I downloaded it.
We'll take a look.
Let's take
all
a look at my alma mater.
All of a sudden, UMass, your stock is rising, number
right,
two.
I'm telling you, it's a good school.
It's a very good school. I didn't realize.
A lot of great entrepreneurs went to UMass.
And, you know, speaking of school, very weird that our daughter has school today, but our son doesn't. You know why that's the case?
Today's like fast development.
No, the reason why is because if you remember a couple months ago, they had a gas leak at high school.
Oh, so they lost a day?
They lost a day. They're sleeping while our daughter is in class right now. He was so happy that he had the extra day while she had to go back to school. He rubbed that in a few times.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're looking at UMass?
Yeah.
So, since we're just jumping around on topics, so Beth forwarded me an email last night about something that she wants me to get on in terms of canceling a service that, for whatever reason, we're still getting. It's for a membership to Club Penguin, right, that our kids had 5-6 years ago that, unbeknownst to us, we're paying a yearly renewal fee of, like, the Club Penguin game. It is impossible to find anybody to contact over the phone. It has to be via email. You have to go and change your settings to get off the automatic renewal. I really hate stuff like this. And I didn't realize that Club Penguin is affiliated or owned by Disney.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
I had no idea. Let me tell you, if anybody out there is listening, do not subscribe to Club Penguin. Because once you do, you will be wedded to that thing for life.
Okay, let's.
All right, here we go. Hold on. Here's tuition, please.
$49,68.50, curriculum fee $83.73. Okay, so these are all, I mean, that's not bad.
Hold on, one time fees. Oh, that's
not bad.
But that doesn't include the dorm, right?
No, but then it's here, then you can do.
So they have about tuition, $5, curriculum fee. So it's about $15,000 for the tuition. Right?
Which is really not bad. Here, okay, so here you go. And here are the room fees for semester. So it's about double, triple, four. I know. I mean, I never even realized that. This is what I did.
You start making some donations to UMass.
Seriously. So it's like, so this is like for the year, another $6,000. So it's like pretty reasonable considering. And they have this 5 college program, which I did not take advantage of, but what you're supposed to be able to do is you could take courses at Smith, Holyoke, Amherst, Emport, being at UMass, and then I was in the honors program when I was at UMass.
Of course.
I graduated,
Phi Beta Kappa.
Phi Beta Kappa, yes, I did. It was really cool. I mean, it wasn't such a bad thing. And
that's why I married you, because you were Phi Beta Kappa.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly why you married me.
By the way, just a quick update. Beth is looking smoking hot. I'm just gonna say it. You are. All right. I'm not gonna hide it from everybody.
Thank you.
You should see how good she's looking. Really.
The diet
has been amazing. I was admiring you the other day when I was inside of the dining room, watching as you were
slaving away
over a hot stove inside the kitchen. Wearing a very cute outfit, and I was like, wow, she really has lost a lot of weight. Even if you haven't lost a lot of weight, body transformation in terms of just reconfiguration, whatever, in terms of the inches lost, or how the diet works, but overall, it's great.
Yeah, I'm happy, and it's an easy diet to do, so I've just been like, today I'm going to do the day to cleanse again and get back on track, and I think I get my new shipment in another couple of days, because I'm running low.
And again, if there's any women out there who say, oh, this guy is such a pig, he only quickly you'll know that that is not the case. I did not push you at all to go do this diet, right?
I just finally was like, I need to do something.
She did it all herself.
And even when I don't have the shakes, I'm just being super conscious of everything I'm doing. So like last night when we went out, even though I had chicken and whatever, I didn't have any carbs with it. You know, I made sure not to have bread or whatever.
None of us had bread.
But I didn't really have, you know, I had one french fry that was like lingering. I had one fry.
Dinosaur barbecue. Good.
Really good. That place was really good.
And the only reason we got in there yesterday?
Oh, it's because
it was Easter.
Yeah,
because it was any other night. Yeah, well, any other weekend night, Sunday included, that place was packed.
Yeah.
And the waiter said it as much. Because, yeah, it's a little bit slower tonight because it's Easter.
Yeah.
Which fit us perfectly.
Well, because you know what's funny? It never came up. Like, whenever I do open table, it never comes up. And it came up last night.
Cool.
That's
the reason we never had an open table.
Right, exactly. They were always pretty much
It was in Stamford, Connecticut. And
that far, though.
No, it wasn't that far. And Beth says, are you okay, Darren, going? Stamford, for anybody that doesn't know, was the place. No, not bad memory. It was many good memories. It ended badly, but overall wasn't a bad The overall experience wasn't bad. That's where I used to be a portfolio manager for a hedge fund in Stamford, Connecticut. And location-wise, it's great because it's only 17-minute drive, but that side of Stamford I had never been to. Every time when we got off the exit at exit 8, I would always make a left onto Atlantic Street. Never went up Canal Street there and made a right going down into that area. And that's a very cool area.
Yeah, we need to go in the summer. All those places on the water are really nice.
Yeah, it's on Canal Street in Stamford. So if anybody has never been in Stamford and lives in the Westchester area, but there's a lot of cool water places.
Over the summer, maybe we'll go and head over there. See.
We will see. When is our daughter going to be going out to Long Island?
Well, she wants to go. First of all, she wants to go with our friends for her birthday, for like Memorial Day weekend. But I would say for the duration will probably be sometime after school, end of June, beginning of July.
Is she going to really get a job?
Allegedly. You need to take her for her working papers.
Hold on, let me put that on the to-do list. All right, let's see. This is great, but did you buy this?
Yes.
This is us best bought a tablet here, and it has on the top big letters to do, and then divided the two sides here. On the left side it says do it now, and on the right hand side is do it later, and.
You got a lot of do it nows over there, Darren.
Right,
you have a busy day ahead of you.
I put everything in do it now. I don't put do it later. I just put my whole to do list. Like, why is it now that the to do list has gotten more complicated where you have to say.
Well, you did. You put DJ Surge on to do it later.
Oh, I did, didn't I? Look at that.
See?
Where was your list?
Isn't it under there? What is that?
Oh, yeah.
Here's
do it later. Centerpieces.
I finished that.
More centerpieces.
Seating cards. I did that yesterday. Working on it. Finished it. And then
okay, all right. So I got to put down working papers for our daughter.
Yes.
Well, that will help us. Having her work will help us.
Exactly.
So
the job for Grandma and Grandpa is to seek employment for her to get an application. And then I actually had reached out to one of the places she wants to work. I met them, the owner, so I'm going to see what I can do on my end, too. But, yeah, so she'll probably, we have a wedding the same day we drop our son off at camp. So she'll come with us to the wedding, and then probably after that she'll go out there.
You think for the entire summer?
She wants to do that, yes, for the whole summer.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, she'll be out there. So my parents, my mom will have her, and then we'll come out on the weekend. It forces us to come out more to my parents, which is nice.
You're probably going to end up going out there a lot more.
Yeah, like what I'll probably do is maybe go, like, Thursday or Sunday, and then you'll meet me there or something. I don't know, me and the dog.
Now I'm going to be forced to get a new computer. You know that, right?
Oh, well, no, she's not going to need her computer out there.
Of course she's going to use the computer.
Oh, that's true.
Of course she is.
Well, whatever. We should get you a computer anyway.
Her computer's starting to get messed up anyway, too.
That's
too much stuff going on her computer.
No, mine is like a disaster area, but that's my point. I just hope I can upload the video montage. That's all I'm hoping for.
So what do you have going on this week?
I have a lot of stuff with work, and then
By the way,
you.
did I tell you Saturday how well our program went for the Buffalo City Park?
No, you didn't.
It was great, but you know what the best part about it was?
It was a city park, but.
It was outdoors. It was gorgeous. You know how great it felt to actually be doing stuff outdoors again?
I'm
Yeah,
so happy for you.
it was thrilling. Even though it was very windy that day, just to see everybody in action outdoors playing on a ball field after this terrible winter
Okay.
was just great. So I was very excited.
Well, I'm glad to hear it,
Yeah.
and I think that that's it's very important that is like it's about time that the weather is finally getting nice so we can see the light of day, and so our son starts playing baseball when? When's his birthday?
Opening day coming Sunday.
Oh my God! Yes, I know where I'm going to be.
Yes,
What
you
time?
don't know yet. It's probably gonna be 9 o'clock game.
Oh, darn it! Then my tennis team gets thrown off.
All right.
All right. Well, on that note, I gotta hit the train.
What time is it?
Well, I'm gonna not make the 8:49 now. I'm gonna be on the 9:14.
Where if we go, will you get me Dunkin' Donuts?
Yes, I will.
Okay, that's been good to me lately. She's been getting every time I take her to the train station, she's been getting me a nice cup of coffee.
Yeah, so I'll get
That's
you your coffee. I'll
a
be
quid pro
late.
quo.
Exactly. And but I can be late to work. You wanna know why?
You own the business. There
Exactly.
you go.
I can get there when I get
Yeah,
there.
exactly.
I got here when I arrived.
Right, exactly. There's nobody there telling her how little money that we have.
Right.
Stay
Exactly. So on that note, thanks for stopping by.
classy.